We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov, and Pirchos Aleihah. We are in Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Now, we've mentioned already in the second Perek that just like a person cannot marry his wife's sister, Achos Ishto is prohibited, so too a person cannot marry what we call Achos Zukukaso, the woman with whom he has a Yibum Ban. That's an Isser Derabbanan because it's similar to Achos Ishto. Achos Zukukaso is also prohibited. So this is going to be a problem where you have two brothers married to two sisters, and both of the sisters fall for Yibum to the remaining brothers. Each one is Achos Zukukaso. There's a bond between the brothers and each of those women. So here's the case. Arba'a Achin, you have four brothers. Shnai Mehen Nisuim Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. If you take a look at the picture, you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Yehuda's married to Rachel, and Reuven's married to Leah. And now what happens? Umesu Hanisuim Es Achayos. The brothers who were married to these two sisters pass away. So Reuven dies, and Yehuda dies. So Leah and Rachel both fall to Yibum / Chalitza to the remaining brothers, to Shimon and Levi. So that's the case. And the Mishnah says, what should Shimon and Levi do? Hare elu choltzos v'lo misyabmos. These sisters, Leah and Rachel, should have Chalitza performed by Levi and Shimon, but not Yibum. Why? Since both of the sisters have this bond. Our Zukukos have a Yibabam to both of the surviving brothers, both to Shimon and to Levi. So each sister is now also the sister of a Zukuka. So the brothers can perform Yibam with either one of them. Now, though, as we said, the din of Achos Zukukoso is only a din to Rabbanon, so that's why we may not perform Yibum, but they still need Chalitza. Now, even after, let's say, one of the brothers performs Chalitza with one of the sisters, and now totally is able to sever the Yibum bond with the rest of the brothers, a Har Yibum bond with all the other brothers, still, Yibum can't be performed with the other sister. Why? Because that sister was once forbidden to that Yavam. And that the rule is, if you have a Yavama and she's forbidden to the Yavam, so she becomes like an Erva to him, because after all, she is the brother's wife, which is an Erva. And that remains true even after whatever caused that Isser, it goes away. Because now there's a Yaletza Yibam was knocked out based on a Chalitza, doesn't matter. Since she was Usser to begin with, she remains Usser afterwards as well. Mishnah then says, Vim Kadmu V'Kansu, if let's both of the surviving brothers, here Shimon and Levi, married, and let's say Shimon married Leah and Levi married Rachel, so they did this Yibam without asking the Rabbah, the Chachamim to come to Beis Din at all. Yotziu, they have to divorce them. These marriages are absolutely forbidden, and they cannot stay married. Different than what we learned in the second Perek in Mishnah Zion, where the two men who marry the two sisters, we say they don't need to divorce there. Why? Because there, it wasn't clear that they really married anyone that's usher to them. It's possible they each married the true Yavama, if in that case, if you remember. So the Chachamim said, you know what? You don't have to divorce. But here, we know they married someone who's clearly not usher to them. So the Chachamim therefore said they have to get divorced. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beishamai Omrim Yekaimu, Uveisil Omrim Yotziu. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not that everyone agrees, both surviving brothers, that they went ahead and married the sisters, they perform Yibam without asking the Beis Din Yotziu. It's not true. It's subject to a machlokas. Beis Shammai says they can stay married, and Beis Hillel says no, they need to get divorced. And the Gemara says we should reverse those opinions so that Beis Hillel becomes the more lenient opinion, where we say Yekaimu, and Beis Shammai is the opinion of Yotziu. Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis Haisa Achas Mehen Asura Al Ha'Echad Iser Erva. So let's say you have a case where one of the sisters is forbidden to Yavam. So here, what's the case? So we say it's an actual Isser Erva. How do you have that case? So here, let's say, if you look here, we have Leah had a daughter. Leah's daughter is Chana, and Shimon married his niece, which is allowed. And so now, but if that's true, so Leah is Shimon's mother-in-law. So if Leah, now Reuven passes away and Leah falls to Shimon for Yibum, So Shimon can't marry Leah because Leah is his mother-in-law. So he can't perform Yibum. So I saw Achas Mehen Asura Al HaEchad Iserva. That's what the Mishnah says. One of the sisters was forbidden to one of the living brothers as an Erva. In this case, Leah is an Erva to Shimon. Asura Ba Umutra Bachose. He is forbidden to marry her, but he's permitted to perform Yibum with his sister. Because since he has no, that means with Rachel, Shimon can perform Yibum with Rachel. Why? Since he has no Yibum bond with this Erva at all, with Leah, so there's no Machos de Kukoso problem. So therefore, Shimon has no connection to Leah, no Yibum. So we don't say that Rachel is Achos de Kukoso, is the sister of someone with whom Shimon has a Yibum bond, because Shimon does not have any Yibum bond with Leah. She's not Zukuka to him because she's an Erva. And therefore, Rachel is not Achos de Kukoso and is permitted to him. But the second brother, in this case, Levi, so he can't marry either of his sisters because since he has a Yibum bond with both of them, each one is Achos de Kukoso. What about Isser Mitzvah of Isser Kedusha? If one of the sisters forbidden to one of the living brothers based on the prohibition of a mitzvah, which is where we have to keep a din derabanan. This we discussed in the second perek, or the Isser Kedusha, or we spoke about the Isser Mitzvah, we spoke about Shnios La'arayos Midivrei Sofrim, which was a grandmother, let's say, which we says only Yasser Durabanan, or Kedusha, we spoke about Kohen to a Grusha, let's say. So this is where it's not an Erva, where marriage to them would take effect if they were Mekadish one another, but forbidden to be married. So in such a case, we say like so. So therefore the Yibum, a bond does exist. So if one of the sisters is forbidden to one of the living brothers based on a prohibition, based on a mitzvah to keep a halacha derabbanan, or the Isser Kedusha, as we said, Kedusha of Kahuna, as we mentioned as well. Choletza Shalom Misya Bemis. Then each sister has to perform Chalitza Bana Yibum. Seeing these prohibitions don't completely rid us of the Yibum bond, the Isser to perform Yibum with them is only Midrabanan. So therefore, the forbidden sister is still considered bound to the brothers on a Doraisa level. Therefore, the other sister is also forbidden to them as Achos Zekukaso.